Psachim per Gimel Mishnah Dalad. Rabban Gamliel loymer shalosh noshim loshos ka'achas. Three women can knead at the same time, but ofas besanor echod, and then they can all use the same oven to bake their matzah. Zoachar zu, one in front of the other, one after the other, meaning that they can all knead at the same time, they can all work the dough at the same time, and then when they get to the oven, one puts their dough in the oven, and the other two are waiting for that one to be finished, and then she takes her matzah out of the oven, and so on and so forth. Even though the other two women are sitting around waiting for her, nevertheless, it's not a problem, because according to Rabban Gamliel, we're not afraid that it's going to wait around enough that it can become chametz. Chacham say, no, this is not what you should do. Three women, if they're working dough, achas losha, one of them kneads, v'achas reches, one of them shapes it and rolls it, v'achas ofa, and one of them bakes it. The main klal is, they should all be working the dough at the same time. Rabbi Kiva Omer, and Rabbi Kiva is not coming to be choylik on the chum. Actually, he's explaining the chum shita and explaining why we do not hold like Rabbi Gamliel that said that you can have three of them, just two of them, waiting around by the oven. Lo kol anoshim, v'lo kol ha'etzim, v'lo kol hatanurim shavim. Not all women, not all wood, not all ovens are the same. Some cook quicker than others. Some women are faster than others. Rather, you should go like the chachamim, that the dough should always be worked on, like the Rav explains that as long as the dough is always being worked on, it can never become chametz. Zeha klal. So here's the klal. Tofach, if they see that the dough starts to rise a little bit, tiltosh betzoinen, they should moisten their hands with cold water and put it onto the bread and smear it onto the bread, because that slows down the leavening process.